Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome you to another episode of It's Real. I'm your host, Tay Real. Got my co-host, Nicky May, with me.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, man, look, check it out. I'm gonna keep it real. We a little rusty, right? Because we had a little technical difficulty. I was trying to, like, set the shows up, and I couldn't. I was struggling. I thought something was wrong with our account.
It was
crazy. I was talking to tech support and all that. And, man, come to find out it was something that was, like, real simple, but I ain't know. We've been off air for, like, a week. So, you know, my bad. You know what I'm saying? But it's my fault. That's my fault. So, you know, but we back live than ever. And we got a new show tonight, an interesting show. Tonight's discussion is that time of the month. So, Nizzy Nay, I mean, that's something that you could relate to, you know what I'm saying, obviously. So, why don't you talk to the people and let them know about what that's like? What's that experience like? Because you know a lot of fellas, we be sitting there scratching our head like, what's wrong with her? Why is she tripping? Every time is that time of the month. You always tripping, always got an attitude. Why don't you let the fellas know what that's like?
Well, it is painful, it is disgusting, it's smelly, it's everything. I think the only reason why is because, like, you're very moody, too, like, very, very moody. So your hormones are, like, out of control, and then you're horny, and then you're mad because you can't get any. Like, being on your period, it makes you extremely horny, like, out of this world. And it sucks when you can't do nothing about it. You get sexually frustrated and all of that. You just don't understand. Some people what?
Some people go hard in the paint and, like, just period or no period, they're going to get theirs. How do you personally feel about that? Like, how do you feel about people that decide to just go hard in the paint with it?
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it at all.
So you saying you wouldn't do it?
No. Well, okay. Look, it just happened one time.
Okay, so you're admitting that it did happen before.
One time. But it wasn't my fault, though. It wasn't my
Which
fault.
Which means that if you were to talk about somebody else doing it, then that would make you a hypocrite because you have done it.
I only did it one time. Just one time.
And what
I'll
was
never
that like?
Do it again.
What was it like to do that?
In the beginning, it was ew, but then after a while, it didn't bother me after that. When you're all in it.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Like, a lot of people, like, go hard in the paint or have went hard in the paint before, but they try to, like, deny it. Like, we live in a type of world, in a type of society where it's, like, it's all about reputation and doing things right, doing things by the book and all that stuff. Like, some people just can't, like, you know, keep it real. Like, some people are like, too stuck on their high horses to admit that they, like, masturbate, that they need some sometimes. Like, you hear me, you know? So I respect anybody that can keep it a buck, because that's all I ever ask for anybody, keeping it a buck. Now, me as a guy, I've definitely had some experiences with females being on their period. Everything from girlfriends to homegirls, freaking anything you can think of. Like, I've experienced it all. And it's definitely an interesting experience to see a woman during that time of the month, like her behavior, how it affects her. Like, some people aren't as bad as others. Some people are just, like, they just need to be, like, tamed. Like, they need to be locked in a cage when it's that time of the month. They just can't get a grip on themselves. And, you know, it's interesting because research and studies show that it's proven that that time of the month, the menstrual cycle, does affect a woman's behavior. So, you know, like, a lot of people feel like women just want to find a reason to trip and find a reason to nag and argue, but It is scientifically proven that the menstrual cycle does affect a woman's behavior.
Well, yeah, it's because of the hormones. Like, your hormones, it's like being pregnant. It's like controls all your hormones. And it just makes you, and sometimes you don't even realize that, you know, that you're, you know, bitchy or anything like that. You really don't even realize it. I know I don't.
If you can compare it to being pregnant, then you know that it must not be a pretty sight.
Well, no. It is literally, I have talked to females that literally they say it's like a stab in the back constantly. And then you get bloated on top of that. So you feel unattractive because you're so bloated. And you feel nasty. And you just don't want to be around nobody. I don't woke up so many days where I just, like my period, when I know what's coming, I'll get like this sudden depression. Like I'll feel like really depressed. Like it just happens. And I don't know why I'm depressed. I'm depressed for that whole day. And it could have been a good day, but I just felt depressed. It's weird. It really changes your mood. Like, you feel bipolar. And men already think we're bipolar as it is.
I was about to say, a lot of females are naturally bipolar anyway. So, adding the menstrual cycle to the equation just multiplies at times, too. So, you got double the attitude, double the psychoticness, like.
Psychoticness?
Really? Yeah, you don't call it that? I don't even think that's a word, but yeah, psychoticness. Yeah, because that's what it's like. Like, I've had dealings with females where we were good. Everything was totally fine. We was good. We was vibing. Everything is good. Now, boys, that time of the month. Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting hung up on. You walking away, I'm leaving. And, want to be fussing over little things. You left the light on? What you always leaving the light on? You always doing something. You get on my nerves. You know, just like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Have you ever, you know, had sexual intercourse with somebody that was on their period?
I mean, I got to keep it a buck. I can't call myself T-Real and not keep it real. You know, I'm a real dude at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I have, you know, most men have, you know, a lot of them won't want, like, you know, a lot of them, you know, but a lot of, it depends. Like, a lot of guys will keep it real. It depends. It depends on, like, that background and stuff. I mean, if you're a dude like me and you come from that type of background, like, if you're from the hood, basically, you got nothing to be ashamed of because in the hood, we learn to be vocal and it's nothing to be ashamed about. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, depending on a person's background, they might figure they need to carry themselves with class and they was raised to be classy and, you know, they won't speak on stuff like that. They'll try to front about it. I'm going to keep it real. I have, and only in situations where I was, like, super outrageously horny and I needed it. And I'm just like, I don't care if you want your period. Man, we getting it in. Like, that's all it is to it. You know what I'm saying? But whenever that's the case, I do strap up. Like, I will strap up. Like, I won't have, even if it's my girl, my wifey, whatever, like, I won't have unprotected sex, like, while the female's on her period, because I think that's a lot nastier, because it's like, all right, now you're absorbing that blood, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're absorbing it, like, all them juices you absorbing when you smash it. No, I'm saying, come on, we have a real conversation.
You're doing it a little too detailed.
It's real, man. This is real talk radio right here. Like, this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? So we having a real adult conversation. You know, like I was saying, when you in it and you swimming up in it and you getting all that gushiness and all them juices, you know, you absorbing all that stuff. All that stuff is getting inside your man. You know, them juices, all of that. So if the blood is in there, then you transmitting blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, that blood is getting in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it is to it. So I think that's nasty.
I mean,
like,
that's the quickest way to get pregnant, too.
I don't need to. Yeah. I definitely heard that that's definitely a way for a woman to easily get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? But a brother like me, I ain't going in raw while you on your cycle. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally. Now, there's a lot of brothers out there that go hard with it. I mean, super hard with it. First of all, doing it alone is going hard, period. But when you eat it, when she don't have period, you eat it while she's bloody. You eat it while she's, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole new beast right there. And some brothers just go hard in the paint. They just do it. They go hard. You know what I'm saying? Just go hard.
They really go down
go
on
home.
A female?
You know what I'm saying? So, huh?
They really go down a female when they're on a period?
Yeah, a lot of people do it. They will, you know what I'm saying?
That is
they will, yeah. They'll lick that cat while she's on that period. You know what I'm saying? They'll do it. And a lot of brothers won't admit it. Like, see, a guy will tell another guy that, and a guy probably be like, yeah, you know. But if you tell a female that, if that's something you plan on getting at, you know you're going to turn her off by that. She's going to find you disgusting. So if that's something you're trying to get at, more than likely, you ain't going to go that far into detail. But
you'd
be surprised how many brothers get down for that crown. You know what I'm saying?
Can't you catch something from that?
I mean, you always had the possibility of catching something anyway. So, I mean, when you going to, you know, eat it or hit it while she's on a period, I mean, I guess all depending on what you're talking about catching, I mean, I guess it does increase the chances, especially, you know, nobody wants to think about it. But, I mean, if somebody got that, you know, that bug, you know, and you know what I'm saying? You're already putting yourself at risk regardless, and then you're going to go down on it, and you're going to hit it raw and all that. I mean, yeah, you're going to probably quadruple your chances. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. It's a dirty game, literally, and people go hard, and that's just what it is. That's how people are. And it's funny because, like, people, they go hard, but it's like people act like they got a normal sex life. Everything is just, you know, we do everything by the book, and I don't need sex all the time. You know, I'm good. I be chilling. People be fronting. Keep it real, people. You need sex. You fiend for it. You want it all the time. It's in the back of your mind, especially if you're a guy. Keep it real, man. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is life, man. I don't understand why people be so up on their high horses. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't need it, you know, and, like, it's not a concern. It is. Period or no period, it don't stop people from wanting it. And that's the reason why people go hard in the paint while they're on. And that's the reason why their man wants to still hit it while they're on. You know what I'm saying? If you real, you can admit that. You feel me? That's how I personally feel about it.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like getting a woman's point of view. And we have a caller who wants to speak with us. So let's see who this caller is. 347, you're live on the air.
How are you?
347, you there?
Yes.
Oh.
What's good? What's your name?
Hi.
I think I know you, right? What's your name?
Yeah, you know me. Lasani.
Lasani, welcome back to the show. I thought it probably was you, but you know what? You know, I messed your name up last time, and then I was like, you know, I ain't want to mess around and mess up and be wrong, you know, because I'm looking at you from the switchboard, so I ain't doing it for sure. I see the area code definitely look familiar, you know.
Yeah, I hear this.
But what's
so you
good,
just give
man?
Out the
thanks
first
for joining
three numbers.
Us.
Hey, yeah. I'm glad. It's been a while. I'm sorry I missed the other two shows. I just came home and fell asleep. No lie. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. But yes, I was listening to your topic. It's that time of the month topic.
And, yes, it is.
Yeah,
I was listening. Yeah, that's a deep one. And I heard your last comment about people need to front because it does sit in the back of everybody's mind. To me, I think so. And I don't know, from females' point of view, I know a lot of females who do you know, like they do, or other females get down with them while they're on it. But, you know, my personal point of view, I think it's just a little uncomfortable. You know what I mean? As a female going through that, that kind of month, other things are going on. You're just not, you know, bleeding. You're going through other things. You feel bloated. You feel heavy. You got headaches. Some women get sick. You know, some women get hot flashes. Some just, it's a multiple other things that go along with that. Mood swings, emotions, you know. So to be focused and to be actually ready to do that with your partner while you're on it, you must be thinking about it real hard. Or you haven't had it, you know, the last time the way you should have had it and you're not fulfilled. And that's just my personal point of view. But I'd rather wait until it's done. So that way when I get back to my husband, it's even more better. And then go hard for the next 3 weeks.
I definitely feel you. I definitely feel you on that. Have you ever went hard though? Have you ever did it? Have you ever went hard? Was it ever a situation where it was just too much and you had to purge it or no purge? You have to get laid right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's how I came to the decision.
I wish I had the call button right now. I respect you for keeping it real.
Right.
Oh yeah. Oh thanks. I appreciate it.
You know, we gotta get the applause button. We gotta get the applause button.
Oh, thank you.
You're
crazy.
Because you know how it is. You know how it is. Like, a lot of females, they won't want to admit stuff like that because their profile, you know, means a lot. And, like, you know, their reputation is on the line in every conversation. And, like, that's what it's all about. So I respect anybody that keep it real, especially a woman with the having the pressure of keeping a well-standing reputation.
Thank you. But, you know, to fun about it and lie about it, knowing that you do it, that's like perpetrating a fraud. Because you're going to be, it's going to be sniffed out later, you know?
Right.
Just be a fun. Be a freak in your bedroom, you know, with your partner. When you're out in the street, you're the classiest thing that they ever seen. It's very easy. Yeah, exactly. What's that? I forgot to know. Wait, let me get it right. Oh, my God. Wait. Amazing. Oh, my God, I'm going to mess it up. Please forgive me, my love, the co-host. I'm so sorry. Please say your name for me.
Oh, Nizzy May.
Nizzy May. That's it. I'm so glad I'm talking with you again. I had a lot of fun with you last time.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's what's up. But, yeah, I'm sorry. Back to my point. Yes, it's a perpetrator for us. Just be upfront with it. You might get more.
Have you ever, like, denied your husband, like, when it was that time of the month and he wanted it and you didn't? Did you ever deny him?
Yeah.
I know what I mean. Like, he ain't like that, did he? Because it's like, if you deny it, you expect to get it any time on demand. It's like on demand.
Yeah.
Push that button, boom,
it's
there.
Oh, man, and I have no problem getting it.
but men, they don't understand, like, at that time, just like she said, like, you're bloated, you feel nasty, you got a headache and all that. You don't really be in the mood or even thinking about it at the time.
Exactly. Not at the moment. I do deny it, not so bad. You know, sometimes when I deny it, but I do. You know, because sometimes I don't want to do it, but you know, I'm not feeling like it.
I know.
I don't want to send them to work without none, but it happens. And but he respects it because he knows I'm not feeling good, you know?
Right, yeah.
And he knows if you take care of me, you get more later. That's all.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard overheard our entire discussion, but we were talking about, like, some people go real hard and, like, eat it while they're on their period. Like,
you joking,
have
right?
Have you ever went that far with it? You ever let your husband
eat
it while you was
your
on?
Your mouth will not go down there while there's ketchup in the mist. That is not working. You're so silly. No. Because why? Because even though it's me, these are toxic stuff coming out of me. It's not supposed to be there, and it shouldn't go into you.
That's
and then you trying to
man.
Push it back on me? Oh, no. No. Uh-uh. You can do that after I'm done.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, listen, man. Ooh. She's dropping some knowledge on y'all, man. Y'all brothers are thinking about y'all gonna go hard. You only live once. Might as well get it while you can. Think twice about it. Toxins. You hear that word? Toxins.
Yeah.
You get sick, man.
If it,
that's not a game.
If it's supposed
that's
to be ingested,
man.
Exactly. If it's supposed to be ingested, then we would know it. But these are toxins. It doesn't look right. Why would you do it? Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
That's crazy. I'm going to keep it real. I kept it real and said that I did, you know, I've done it a few times.
Okay.
You know, I strap up when I do it, but I have never went down on a female while she was on. Never. I would never do that. That's disgusting, man. I would have to be weeded up, percocetted up, weeded up, drunk up, all types of ups.
There's not
to
enough.
To be able to do something like that. That is crazy.
That is crazy. Exactly.
Oh no,
Nizzy
Nate kind of nasty though. I bet you Nizzy Nate didn't let somebody do that to her before, and she kind of nasty.
Are you funny? No, that is nasty.
She kind of nasty on a low.
That is nasty. No, you can't get nasty to another level. I can be nasty, not that nasty.
Hey, look. Nizzy Nate the type that'll go do number two and tell her boyfriend come lick it out.
Oh,
she's super
that
nasty.
That is crazy.
Right?
Well, I mean, if that's her man, is it really that nasty? Define your nasty.
Why you so nasty, Nizzy Nae?
Rock on, Nizzy Nae, rock on. There's only a few of them running around.
Hey, this is, I'm joking, y'all. But, you know, for the people that's listening, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to mess up Nizzy Nae's reputation. I'm joking. But
oh, no.
Let me ask y'all a question that's a little unrelated in a sense, but it's disgusting to me.
Okay.
What do y'all feel about those people? I don't remember the terminology for it, but what do you feel about the people that let people defecate on them and that's like it turns them on? And they, like, let people pee on them and defecate in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They got
Kelly.
That stuff
on
all on the
like
internet
R.
and stuff.
Kelly?
What they, I don't know what they call.
Yeah,
but they go further than that. They let them defecate on their face, and they be wiping it on their face and licking it.
Oh.
What do y'all feel about them people that have those weird fetishes like that? Like, what do y'all feel about
that? Oh, that is nasty.
Yeah,
I'm nasty, but I ain't that nasty.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
That's like men going down on females when they're on the period. That's just
there you go.
Something you just don't do.
That's another toxin coming out of your body. Why you want that? What? How is that sexy? The smell? Why? How is that? I'm confused. Maybe this is the wrong topic for me. I'm lost.
I've seen it. Look, right? I actually seen it. One of my homeboys put me on one day. He was like, yo, look at this. I'm like, I didn't know what I was about to see. I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. I almost fainted. I couldn't believe it. Well, I couldn't believe
if
my own eyes
were seeing
it in front of my
you?
Face. Yeah, they got
he needs to be on this show.
They got all that stuff. They got people, women having sex with dogs on the internet, cows, horses, all of that
stuff.
Yeah,
I think that's issue.
And, yeah. Yeah.
I've seen a girl stick a banana
very
in her
yeah.
I've seen all of that. Yeah.
Have you seen a soda bottle? Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Is that, how do you feel about that? Should I ask questions on this show?
Yeah, I mean, it's all good for the guests to ask a question.
Okay, I don't want to overstep, you know, my boundaries. But
no, you're good. This is real talk radio right here, man. You can speak your mind, man.
Can I please ask Nizzy Nae, right? Did I say it right?
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about that? Guys,
I think that's taking it too far. It's taking
that's a
it
bit
way
crazy.
Too far. Yeah, they are crazy.
Holy
I don't understand
God.
That. And
now
they get turned on by it.
I don't understand how. How?
How does it somebody fit in there?
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to
say. It's like shit and sugar. Which one do you put in your tea? Not the shit, right? Exactly.
Crazy.
Like,
I
don't. How is that
sexy? About it? People be quick to say white people. It ain't just white people. Black people do it too.
I know.
Black people do it too. That's the crazy part.
It's very scary.
You wouldn't
it
expect,
is.
Right?
It
right?
Is.
You wouldn't expect it because we always trying to add them out. Now, some of us do the same weird stuff too, like the same blasphemous stuff.
Know.
Man, that's crazy.
I actually
Lashani. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes. I just want to just jump up and just do one of those, yes. You know, like one of them white boy joints. Yes. You know,
with the feet up in the air.
I told you I got a horrible memory, man, but I got the name right. I think it's locked in my head now. What's good with you Friday? We're having a show Friday. Would you be able to join us Friday evening? You busy Friday?
Same time? Same time?
Well, you know, we're going to be on at 9 o'clock Friday. We're going to be on at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. You know what?
We're
going to
start doing
9
o'clock. We're going to start doing Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 9 o'clock. This is going to be our last 11 o'clock show.
Really? How long will it last? 9 to what?
Yeah, well, you know, it's got a 2-hour max time limit, so, you know, we can get in where we're sitting. Right now, we're just a half hour. We're about to be on for 2 hours, so we can really get into it. Like, right now, the show by
man,
you know what I'm saying?
Y'all doing the damn thing.
Yeah, but, you know, you one of our favorite callers, so we definitely, you know, would like you to join us if you get a chance. And if you can't make the Friday show, you know, it's Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 9 to, well, just 9 to whenever, but, you know, we start at 9. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so tomorrow is not. So, you know,
Friday,
well, Friday
we're going to do a show Friday, not tomorrow, but after that, it's going to be Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays consistently.
Okay. Friday would be great because I think I'm going to add my husband in on this conversation. This should be really fun.
Oh, that's good, man. Tell hubby.
That's good.
Y'all can three-way. Tell him you call in, he call in. Y'all can three-way it, however y'all want to do it. But definitely, you know, we'd definitely like y'all to tune in, man. It's always a pleasure chopping it up with you.
Yes.
I know, I think y'all are so awesome. Congratulations on the extended time period. Y'all doing your damn thing.
Man,
I'm very proud of you guys.
We definitely appreciate it, man. We appreciate all of y'all supporters, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
We appreciate you, LaShaney. We appreciate everybody, you know. And, you know, it's about that time for us to close the show. So I want to thank LaShaney for joining us. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Once again, you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real.
I'm your co-host, Nizzy Nay.
Special thanks to all our callers and live listeners. You can catch us on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540.
Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. You can follow us on Twitter at It's Real Radio MD, or just shoot us at email at israeltalkradio@yahoo.com.
Peace and love to everybody. Stay tuned for the next episode. Good night.
Everybody, good night.